We are learning Masechta Sota Dav Dalet Amud Beis, and we are starting six lines from the top of Dalet Amud Beis. Doros Ravir, once you mention that pasuk of Kibat Isha Zayin Akigalech, I'm going to have some drashas about that. Just I want to speak on one thing that Rav Yosef was asking, that by Sod Hashem Yireyav, so he asked, L'chayro, that should be the real, that was a pasuk like that Madiyama. He got it from Shemayim. The answer is, it was Sod Hashem Yireyav that would be his experience if he was married. That's what Sod Hashem Yireyav means. Still not a answer, it's not a reason to pasuk like that. It's a Gilu Milsa, what would be his experience? Zotim Maravai, the Doros Ravir, Zimnim Amulam Shvedi Rav Ami, Vizimnim Amulam Shvedi Rav Asi. Rav Avira Darshi, sometimes he said it Rav Ambi, sometimes he said it Rav Asi, he said this drasha more than once. Kala oicha lechem beloy nitiyah sedayim, someone who eats bread without washing, ki'ilu ba'al isha zaynas, ki'ilu he was ba on isha zaynas. Shneem says in the pasuk, ki be'ad isha zaynas ad kika lechem. And the way we're darshan the pasuk right now is that, b'shvil kika lechem, if someone eats lechem without Dayim, he's a chayiv ha'oinish like a isha zayna. That's what Tai Ching. Kibad isha zayna kilecha means if someone eats lechem without tizdayim, it's ilu isha zayna. Now, stamazai, it's a pella. Like, what would a havamina that's like a isha zayna? Well, what's shans? That's just a thing. So the Taisha's shans in the side explains like this. L'hachim idamal al isha zayna, mashum de kasha oicha b'loy netila, havachila hefker. V'zayna nami, v'zayna zu mafkerasi. What's the word of a zayna? It's a beer that they make it into hefker. It doesn't have a context to it. It's not a marriage. The same thing, someone just eats just like that, eats standing up, just grabs a piece of bread and eats like that. There's no context to eating. Eating has to be with a context. Sit down with a plate, eat like a mensch, with a tilas you're dying. That's why it's daima to isha zayna. But the Ma'aseh Gemara has a kasha on the drasha. I'm a rava. Hi, ba'ad isha zayna ad kigalechem. That the pasuk says ba'ad isha zayna ad kigalechem. If it's going the way that we dashin, it's say like this: ba'ad kigalechem ad isha zayna. Really, we're saying because ba'ad, if you do kigalechem, then it's considered like isha zayna. So say bi'ad kigalechem. The lashon ad kigalechem doesn't sound like something is wrong in lechem. Ki ba'ad isha zayna ad kigalechem sounds like because of isha zayna you landed up by lechem. It doesn't sound like the lechem is the something you did wrong was in the lechem. Doesn't sound like it. It should have said be'ad kika lechem. Then it would sound like something in the lechem. Zok the Gemara Vayta. So therefore, Elam Rava, you have dash like this. Kol ha'bal isha zayna l'soif mevakish kika lechem. Rava says Taish is like this. Anyone who's bal isha zayna l'soif, his end will be is he's going to be so poor he's going to be asking for a kika lechem and not going to be able to find it. That's what's going to happen. Someone who does nus has an einish, he gets anias. Omrav Zrika, Omrav Leaza. Koma zalzal tilas daim, nekam na oilam. Anyone who's zalzal tilas daim is nekar min oilam. He gets an einish, he gets chayiv misa. He's chayiv misa. What's the pshat? Zog Rashi, the reason is, the oivadir v'chomim, chayiv misa, the chsiv of Peretz Geder, yishchen nachash. Because Peretz Geder, yishchen nachash, therefore, he's nekar min oilam. Frank Tyson's akasha that why dafka then tilas adayim? Anything you oivad v'chom is v'nekan oilam. Both efforts the Gemara picked this down. It's kasha number one. Kasha number two is Tosfos asks that the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos and it says that three things cause anias. One of those things are hamazals v'tilas adayim. So it's a stira. Here it says hamazals v'nekan oilam. There it says that you get anios. And for Tosfos that zilzul the mazals by tamid, then it's anias. Because anias is worse than misa. Masha inkein, once in a while, that's nekem na'ilam. That's how Tosfos answers. Now, the Eliyahu Rabbah in Hilchos Tilas Daim, Siman Kufr and Ches, answers Tosfos' kasha, answers both Tosfos' questions. He says, regarding the first question, that why we pick this thing out of all the chums of gzera, he says, this gzera, people take lightly. What's the reason why you wash your hands? Oto truma, okay, that's all. Oto truma, we don't eat truma these days. What do you want from me? So that's why the chiddush is, even that, nekem na'ilam. And the way he answers the kasha anias says beautiful. He says that anias is less than misa. He says the case in Masechta Shabbos is he washes his hands, but he's not medactic in washing his hands. He washes haphazardly. He doesn't wash his hands. Then he gets anias. Here he's oiker the whole entire thing. That's when he gets chayiv misa, his nekan oilam, because he's being oiker a whole mitzvah derabbanan. Omrav chia ba'ash yom rav. Mayim rishonim tzarech shagbia yodov lamayla. When you wash Mayim Rishonim, you wash before eating bread, you have to pick your hands lamayla. What's the reason? Rashi has a big arichas here, and the basic reason is like this, that when you wash your hands one time, then the water on your hands become tummy. Therefore, you have to wash your hands two times on each hand. That's the halacha. You wash each hand twice. Why? First hand time is to wash your hands. The second one is to take off the water that's tummy on your hands. Now, if the water, the first water, goes back onto your hands, so then it's metami your hands. So you always have the second water. He says, let's say you did the first water went onto your hand, even past your wrist, and the second water only went until your wrist. It didn't cover all the water that went past your wrist. So when you put your hands down, the water rolls down from your wrist onto your hand, and that's water that's tummy. And that water was never not become tar. So therefore, always pick up your hands lamayla, that shouldn't go back. Now, some Rishonim say that if you have a revius mayim, then it's not a problem. But Akabonim, that's why some are not makbar on this, because if you use a revius mayim on each one, then it's mitar the water completely, and there's no problem. Akabonim, but we're not going to get into Chassidus Daim now, but it says over here, mayim Rishonim tzarech shiyabi yod of lamayla. You hold it down. Why? You want the water to roll off, because the reason why you're washing your hands is because melech daimis, because sakana. So I don't want any of that water to be left over. It'll go past the perek. Go back and metamas yadayim. Now, like we spoke out, perek, we spoke out, means the wrist. Really, it's because Rishonim what perek means. Some say it means the knuckles. It's because Rishonim. So, you know, you should be makbid to wash until your wrist, because that's hakpada to chaveran sharif. Holds that perek means your wrist. Omra avo. Anyone who eats pas without drying his hands, he washes his hands, but doesn't dry it. The way Rashi learns is, because if you don't dry your hands, the bread becomes disgusting. And disgusting bread is called lechem tameh. Like there, it was talking about a pasuk in Yecheskel, where there Hashem told Yecheskel to make bread and then cook it in tzoyas adam, on tzoyas adam's be the coals, and cook it that way, which makes it disgusting, and it's called lechem tameh. So here also, it means that here also will be lechem tameh because your hands are very wet. Others learned other pshatim and nigo vidayim, and one of the, and there are nafkaminas to it. For example, if you toivel your hands in a mikvah, to wash your hands that way, it could be you don't have to dry your hands, be some shittas. But going to Rashi, the Tavart is, because lechem becomes wet, that means any way you do it, you have to dry your hands. Zogmar Avaita. What's behind the pasuk? It's at the end of the pasuk, Kivi'ad Isha Zayna. The pasuk says, Kivi'ad Isha Zayna Ad Kigal Lechem, Ve'eshes Ish Nefesh Yikara Satsud. Eshes Ish Nefesh Yikara Satsud. What's behind this pasuk? My Ve'eshes Ish Nefesh Yikara Satsud. Omar Abchiyab Abar Mechron. Anyone who's very haughty, who's very big balgaiva, l'b'soif nichshav eishes ish. The end will be, he's going to be nichshav on eishes ish. Never says in the pasuk, ve'eishes ish nefesh yikara tatsud. Eishes ish, a nefesh yikara will capture the eishes ish. Amarava, you can't teach like that. Hi nefesh yikara, nefesh gevaya, v'yale. First of all, say nefesh gevaya, why nefesh yikara? We never find lashon of balgaiva as yikara. If you nefesh gevaya, v'yale, v'oid, he tatsun v'yale. We're missing a word. If eishes nefesh yikara is going to be tatsun, he's missing a word. So nefesh yikara, he tatsun, that the nefesh yikara will go and capture the eishes ish. Now it sounds like the eishes ish, nefesh yikara tatsun, that the eishes ish is going to take the nefesh yikara. Zela Marava, the title is this, called Baal Eishes Ish. Anyone was Baal Eishes Ish, I feel Lama Tayri, even if it's a big time Chacham, the Chsiv Beit says by the Tayri, Yikara Him Pnim. What does that mean? Mekayin Gaal Shnichis Lefnai Lefnim. That means who is bigger, a Talmud Chacham or a Kayin Gadol? You know what's bigger? Talmud Chacham. It's bigger than Kayin Gadol. It's bigger than a Kayin Gadol. The Shnichis Lefnai Lefnim. So, but if it's a Talmud Chacham who is Oivan Eishes Ish, he sits at Den on the Gehenim. The Eishes Ish will bring him to Gehenim. Even though he's bigger than Kohen Gadol, the Eishes Ish will bring him to Gehenim. Omrav, that's what it means. He taught the only way out the heat. It says, the Eishes Ish, Nefesh Yikara Tatsud, will capture a Nefesh Yikara, will trap a Nefesh Yikara, and bring them to Dinos of Gehenim. Anyone who has gas ruach, he did a very zark. Sivacha, Tavash Shem Kol Gvar Leib, Chsiv Hoslo, Sevi Sevi El Besecha. It says over here, Tavash Shem Kol Gvar Leib, V'ksiv Hosom, and it says by the pasuk of Avodah Zarah, Sovi Taiva Avesecha. You see that a Taiva means Avodah Zarah, and we call a Gvar Leib a big shot a Taiva. Rav Yechon Deyom, a different pasuk, Kilu, a different thing, not that is called Kilu Avichavim, is Kilu Kafa Be'ikr. Shinam says in pasuk, V'rom Levavecha V'shachat Hashem Lekecha. Someone who is very haughty, he'll forget Hashem Lekecha. Rav Chaim Bachrin Amar Kilu Abal Arayis, Kilu Yibal on all Akol Arayis, all Arayis. Someone who is a big shot is a Balgaiva, is Kilu Bal Akol Arayis. Ksiv Hachav Te'av Hashem Kol Gvar Lev. Ksiv Hashem says about a pasuk of Arias Kit es kolat Eves Hael Asu. So you see, it means he did all the Arias, and it says also Losh Teva by Gvale. So what do you, how do you read Bama? I'll take Rama Bama. So you see again, someone who is in Shama Ba'apa, someone who is a Baal Gaiva, is Kilu built a Bama. My, what's Pshat in the Pasuk? Is this the end of the Pasuk of Ta'avas Hashem called Gvar Lev? This is the end of the Pasuk, Yad Li Yad Lo Yanaka. What does that mean, Yad Li Yad Lo Yanaka? Omar Rav, Kol Abal Ishish, Afilu Aknei L'Karis Baruch Hu Shmayim Va'aretz Kavrom Avinu. Even if he is Mishabeach HaKaris Baruch Hu, by saying, you created the whole entire world. Just like Avraham Avinu said, the Chsiv Bei, it says by Avraham Avinu, HaRemoisi Yodi El Hashem, Kel El Yoyin Koine Shmayim Va'aretz. And so Loshen Yodi, it says by Avraham Avinu, Yad Yad Linaka means, even if someone's on the level of Avraham Avinu, and he's Mishabeach HaKaris Baruch like that, the word Yodi, Yad, so still Lo Yenaka, he will not get a kaparo. We're not getting a kapara from Dinikashahana. Kashul Rabbi Rav Shila, I don't think that's what it means, Yad Yad. Why? It says Yad Yad, it doesn't say Yaday. Hi Yad Yad, Lo Yanaka, Yaday me boyle. It's Aramaisi Yadi, it should say. Say Yadi, not Yad. Ela Amr Rav Shila, different Drasha. I feel like Kibul Tariq Mashar Rabbeinu, even if it's a Kabul Tariq Mashar Rabbeinu, it says by Mashar Rabbeinu, Mimi no, Eish Dosh Lamai, Lo Yanaka. You see there, he got the Torah with his right hand, and maybe not maybe Hashem's right hand, but he was saying he would go on a Moshe Rabbeinu. I feel kibul Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rabbeinu says, "Lamai lo yinak in Yisrael." Kasher Yechon Hal Yad Liad Yad Miyad Barle. So it means like this: the Moshe Rabbeinu was mekabel from Hashem. Me mean it from Hashem, from Hashem's Yad. Even if you like a Moshe Rabbeinu mekabel Torah from Hashem's right hand, still lo yinak. So the Kasher shouldn't say Yad. That says Yad Miyad. Say Yad that mekabel from Hashem Barle. It should have said like that. I want to say that drasha. And Rav Yechonah, and I feel like Oitzis Tzedakah says the Yad Yad Loshon are giving Tzedakah. Noisem a Yadoy Liyada Ani. Give from your hand to the Yada Ani. Still, you're not going to be get a kapara from Nidik Ahenem if someone does Znus. Even if that's Tzedakah. And even though Matam says is big things, the Chsiv Matam says Yichfa'af, that someone who gives money besaysa Yichfa'af Achema, it's going to take away the Afachema. Still, you're not going to Medina Shogahenem. You're still not going to get a kapara from Medina Shogahenem because of the Znus.